Thanks, I got it. Blazer, you're a real Talmud Chacham, you should know. I don't know. I just saw you and I was this. I got moved. What should I tell you? You know what it is? I say what's in my heart. I'm a very open person. And that's what I feel at the moment. Okay, Rabbi.
So what happens when somebody did an Aveira that day?
I don't see it. Well, what do you have to see it for?
Baruch Hashem, I'm safe.
The Gemara steht doch klar. Im Avra de Maveira balayla al taharach vayoyim. Says clearly. Okay, Rabbi, say, let me learn it. Today's halachis is about salting fruits and vegetables. Yeah, my notes in there, by the way. I don't say cool, I forgot about Shmuel Sinai. We'll do it next week.
What was the maskana?
Maskana is let the women wear makeup. That's the maskana. If they need to, a rav should be matched. If someone asks you, the answer is you're not allowed to do it. Not oil based. Not Shabbos makeup.
Shabbos, the one for the hashgachas.
The hashgachas from a Blumenkrantz and these type of things. Yeah. Get listen.
What about the color?
And the color, as long as it's within skin color, is zicha not a problem.
White, pink, all that.
Yeah, I mean, skin color. Well, what's it to talk about? I'm saying it's Shaykh Ramosha held even more. The Lashon of the Latayr Vairaz called me Nate Svayim. He made the copies, I should have seen. Clark.
If it's Kalmin, it's fine. The way he said the story was he was checking the.
So copy. I don't mind. You know what?
It wasn't
so let's. I agree with you. That's what I told you. Chayritz, what do you do with this Latayr Vairaz? Unless he held that Ramosha was Chayzer from this. Either way, anything which is within skin color. So anything which is a base that covers imperfections, well, let them wear it. What are you going to do? Especially when they're embarrassed, mikveh, husbands, or shalom bayis, lazap, leave it alone, and that's all. Lipstick is always awesome. They have Shabbos lipstick. I don't know how they do it exactly. I'm not sure. I mean, what do you do with merech? I guess it's pechlal, not oil-based. So I don't know what they do. I'll call upon him today. We're going to discuss putting salt into foods. Are you allowed to salt foods on Shabbos? The Welt has no clue that it's probably Osir.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
You scared of this?
You ready to leave it?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to know about
pickling,
it.
Right?
Forget about pickling. Putting salt into salad. You'll have to put salt into salad?
Pickling.
Yeah, it's a problem pickling on Shabbos. So today's that's the halach we're going to discuss. You knew about this?
I live Shechavala.
You live in Shechavala.
Yes, I forgot it.
No, but I'm saying, but you came out that it's mutter, that it's also.
It depends. Okay.
Depends what case.
It's a very shver tas.
Avada the shver tas. Yeah, velta tas.
I don't even know how the tas comes out.
Yeah, tas is very shver. He brings it down yeah, the middle over there. Tas. Okay, okay. So you'll see how we learned up this mishtabur. Different ways how to learn the mishtabur. You can learn the mishtabur that everything's also. You can learn the mishtabur that everything's mutter. Okay, so let me learn the mishtabur. Let's see how we come out. First, we'll start off trying to be not biased. Try to be impartial. Okay. Shin Chav Aleph. Dine Toilish B'Shabbos, V'nine Teichin, T'kune Meichel, Mabit Losh. Lots of different malachas. First Seif, totally not Negev B'Zman Hazeh, I think. I couldn't think of one case that it's Negev B'Zman Hazeh. Chavilei Peya, it's a type of grist that they bring in. Anyway, Sechnisun La'etzim, it's Muksa. Because there's no Tzarech on Shabbos. But if he brought it in, Lamaichel Behema, so then you could use it because it's not Muksa. Okay, Shine, I don't know. Yeah, a classic case of, I don't know. I mean, some kind of herbs,
you
I guess.
A dog
what?
You have a dog.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, if it's food, it's food. And if it's Muksa, it's Muksa. Okay, good. I don't know what's in the game. Okay. That's Aleph. Now, Beis and Gimel is two separate dinim. Beis is about Mei Melach, which means that you're making liquid, you're making salt water. And Gimel is about salting. So it's two separate halachas. One is an issa to make salt water on Shabbos, because salt water was used for either Iber Iris or Kaivish Kvashim to make pickling things of meats and so on and so forth. And then there's actual pickling. So that's salting itself. So Beis is about Mei Melach, Einois Mei Melach, and Gimel is Asulim Loyach. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to learn it together, because since it's really one big sugya, so we'll basically put it together as one sugya. Okay, what is the din of Meimelach? Einois and Meimelach. Right? Harbe. Biyachad. a lot together. Lasseis l'teicha kvashim. Now I want to pay very close attention to those words. You're not going to make mei melach. Does it say what you're making the mei melach for?
I mean, not later though.
It says, "Las says l'teich hakvashim." Maybe I got something wrong. It says it clearly. "Las says l'teich hakvashim."
The rav stopped right before this.
Right, I'm saying the next words. Right, okay. You know that the velt makes it into an isser, even has nothing to just stamp to make salt water on Shabbos.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from. Honestly, you read the mishnah, has nothing. It's totally not here. Yeah, I'm saying it's a gay for a lot. What do you mean? Well, Pesach is also a kvash because you want to do something with it. I was thinking of another case, which is a classic case. Any guy that has a sinus infection is told to gargle with salt water, right? Through the nose. How do you know about it? Because I told you about it. Okay, that's Dr. Goldstein's chiddush.
When you have your celery that's not kvashim, that's called...
We'll discuss that. That's a discussion in the details of kvashim. One thing is klug. One thing is klug. This is not the case. I don't know. So let's just begin by throwing out a disclaimer, okay? That it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Isai, that the Isser is l'teich hakvashim. I want you to know that the Svarim that bring it down, Stami, he would know this. He knows halacha Svarim. Are you allowed to make salt water on Shabbos? Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Does it make a difference what you're making it for? Does it make a difference what you're making it for? Let's say you make it for gargling reasons. Why should it be better? It says, my Shulchan Aruch, it says it's better. I didn't say what for.
The shaila is, does it have to be bekavana?
That's not what it says. That's not the sell your rabbi. I'm sorry, you didn't read it's talking about, it's oisasu the harbe. He never said one word, what am I doing it for? That's not the tupshatim in the Eliyahu Rabba. Of course not. That's not the Eliyahu. I'm chuldicked. And I want you to know, you're going to go through all the svarim. They're all going to write, no making salt water on Shabbos. I don't know, is that true? I don't know. That's not what it says, my Shulchan Aruch. Anyways, no, I don't state the klar. Ain't
oisiv. Why should it be us just to put it in the tefach question?
Because if it's naked, it's done for gargling. It's maybe a different story. I don't know.
The verse says very clearly, if you do it for the point of saying hafshirin,
that's something else that you have because he breaks it up, not leave, but that's already in how you're doing L'teich HaKvash.
It's Tami Leib.
I don't know. Oh, no. You're always welcome. You can sit in my seat if you want. You can sit in my seat if you want. Believe me, I don't really care. I care about very little things. I'm just about learning. That's all I care about. This Shabbos, I'd like to discuss Rabbi Yitzchak, the Mechiras Yosef. If there was a mechila, if there was no mechila, we have to discuss in great length.
Sheva,
it's all. And he wasn't Michael Mechai. The Peh, yeah. That's not Rosheva, it's what's called, it's Rosheva Mechai.
What? Rosheva, that's all just applied it to a mechila.
No, he says it, what do you mean?
What?
Ben Mechai, it wasn't Michael.
It wasn't Michael.
It says it wasn't Michael, so they won't learn up, it wasn't Michael the Peh.
I've heard people say that, it's not what he says.
Okay, so we're going to work on it on Shabbos. Amit Hashem, this Shabbos we're going to discuss in great length.
Have to walk back.
The Rabbeinu Bechaya. All right, kids, that's just one thing, you know, just throw out a little bit of a gargir cut. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Panim, the Eibishter knows I taught this to you, so I'm putting out that, Rabbi Yisrael, I did my job. L'teicha kvashim state. Otherwise, what do you care? Ain't I say mel harbim yachad. Means to put it into a pickle, to put it into a vegetable. But what does he care what you do? It's not, it should be an issue to make mei melach. I don't try. According to the way you're saying it over, it should just say, ain't no issue mei melach, finished. And why would the mechaber say a reason what you're doing it for? Okay, mishum the dami l'ibut. Right? Avol yachad, las menu me'at. You can do a little bit, and we'll soon see what's called a little bit. Las is l'teicha tafshul, to put it inside the tafshul. Because they used to be ma'abedairis with it.
What's ma'abed?
Ma'ab means they worked out tanning the skins. They had to put salt in it. Now, v'im nas l'teicha shnei shlishi melach.
Because
that's what they would do with things. They would work it out with salt, huh?
Is it not for a taste?
Not by the ibud. By the ibud is for the.
No.
So here it's for here it's for taste, but it looks dummy. Look, we're going to get to that. But Pasha, the words is it's dummy libut. First is that it's dummy libut. Right. Soon see Mishnah Berurah. Let's go slowly, little by little.
No, Mishnah Berurah?
Not yet.
Kvashim
is pickle.
Make it last.
Well, kvash is pickles?
Well, soon see. I mean, the problem is even when you do it for taste, it's doima to this, and therefore it's aser. Of course you're doing it for taste. We'll see. But anyways, it's Ami Liban. Av Yachel Asmenu Matlos L'Techa Tavshul. Okay. V'Nasel L'Techa Shnei Shlishen Melach Aser. So if it comes out that the ratio is two parts salt and one part water, then it's also Lassus Mimenu Afilu Ma'at. Then it would be also even to make a little bit. So which means in a high condensation of salt in the water is even Aser a little bit. And a small condensation of salt, then Harbi becomes Aser. You're not going to make a lot. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mei Melach, Lehu Adin Im Noisein Yayin V'Chaimitz V'Shar Mashkim Imelach. So it doesn't have to be Dafka water. It could be anything else that you put into the salt. You could put Yayin and you could put Chaimitz.
What kind of salad?
Yayin and Chaimitz, which is of course is the stuff that we have, the salad dressings. Okay. How about sugar?
Or
are you allowed to make sugar water?
Why not?
Why not? Why not? Yeah, vada, why not? So Kafachaim says mei melach, what din mei sugar? You're not allowed to make sugar water.
It's not
ibud. Not ibud, vas vilmin. So if you take a look, the achrenim behandel, you know, but the evit, if there's no salt, there's ashtarshitis that you could salt and kosher meat with sugar.
It's not ibud.
We don't pass like that. But the Achrenim that want a taina, it's brought down in Hilchas.
How does it work?
How does it work? So the God of the Kaf Chaim says we don't pass like this. But it's interesting. But here he brings down the sugar. So L'chayra, according to him, it comes out an interesting thing. That are you allowed to put sugar? Are you allowed to put sugar on foods? Now the truth is, maybe we could split it. The Mei Melach and the Mei Sukkar is one thing. And the melach and the sukkah is two different things. Because it's two different sifim. But then mei sukkah would be also. So for example, and especially we can soon learn, what's the reason for the mei melach? Because it's oimid lehis kayim. Tell me, we don't put sugar into things to keep it to go. Yeah, we put it in cans, no? We take peaches and we fill it up with sugar and we put it in cans lehis kayim. And we want it to soak, and we want it to become sweet. And it's
not
sky. I'm not
this little sky. It helps it stay good.
You tell me. You preserve. Canned foods.
What?
Yeah. I once saw it true for Ravadi about it. Ravadi Larai said, since only the stores do it, and not Yechidim do it, so therefore. Even that can't be called the sky. What?
They preserve all the time.
I'm saying they preserve. They put.
No, not Yechidim. They
Oh, they do it? Okay.
They
jams.
I never did it. Preserve.
Jams, right? That's the vart, the jam. Put tons of sugar in it.
People make it.
I agree with you. Okay. He rather says the svara that the only stores do it. So Mela, when the Yachid does it, it's gefella. And he says, therefore, you don't have to be chayshim in this kafachayim. Interesting. Chuvis. You want a lamaisa? I never saw anybody bring it down by sugar except for this kafa chayim, and I just threw it out there because it's an interesting nekuda to start with. The oimid l'skayim. We're going to learn this the next line. Hakvashim, yerek shekayshin oisai kidei l'skayim. So we're saying that the yesoid is kovish, and kovish is kidei l'skayim. And we said that l'chayra sugar is also one of the ways that it can be kidei l'skayim. Ayin kafachayim. All right? So you should just know that when you say sugar and everybody laughs, tell them that they obviously don't know because there's good reid nachreinim. There's good reid. It's not mamish right here in the Mishnah Berurah, but there's reid nachreinim that sugar might be like salt water. Huh? Making lemonade. Yeah, that's the shaila. You're allowed to make salt sugar water.
But 1 second. If something has two ishtamshes in, and the ikri ishtamshes is not the iskayim.
Meaning?
Meaning that they're putting in the sugar because that's how you make the drink.
All right, I'll tell you the embassy. You know, to sit here and clear about something, we don't really paskin, so what's the difference? There's no issue to make sugar water. just it's kedai just to hear it that the word oimid l'skayim broadens the sugya into sugar. That's all. It's an interesting kafachayim. Okay, kedai to know such a kafachayim. Interesting the sugya. Hey, the chayim. Right, we do it today. We don't. People, yeah, the stores do it. Only stores, okay. So, ma'isel l'chala days. Can I put on top of my strawberry sugar? Pashtus, that's not even the shaila, right? The shaila maybe is only by meisur. Okay, now, b'kitzer zok the mishtabura. What's the shaila by ketchup? I'm saying, but we don't. I'm telling you, so I'm saying l'chayr. We don't have a problem by sugar, so l'chayr there shouldn't be a problem. Okay, now. Says the Mishnah Bura that what's the problem? Yerik Shakaiv Shanaisa Gede Liskayim. Shakima Shanais me Amelak Kede Liskayim. Dami Liibu to Arsh, Amelak Mikaime. I've got the Kaimle any Bubaikh Mede Raisa. So that you have to know anyway, it's not Mede Raisa. Let me come a Drabanami Yasuk, Meshakaswa Paiskim. So here it's interesting. The whole Ibud Baikhlim is only Drabanan. And the reason why you can't make the May Melach, because it's dummy. So it's Tudrabah. I mean, it's very interesting. It comes out to Gzeir L'Gzeir L'Chayr. It's interesting. It's a very Shvach Halach L'Chayr, right? The whole thing is only Drabon L'Chatchila. And Afa, P.K. M'Chaysha, the May Melach for it. Okay, Dosh Teta Chachom Asad it. Because of Sevet Tesef, Shabbos Davin Kavanosa, he lost his L'Teich HaKosh. Aval im ein Kavanosa L'Zeh. So, perhaps he wants to tie. Oh, my Kavan is not to put inside the Kvash. He needs something else. V'hainu Shadaita L'Chalkom. Oh, so that's a little different. That's the pshat is, it's like salting, and it's another way of salting.
Why you just put the salt straight in?
Obviously, you want it to mix in properly. If you put the salt, it's not gonna, it's gonna be too salty on top, right? So that's the kavana, right? L'chalkom l'toicha tavshilin, afilu habi mutter. But even this, aval yaraba oiser, even this del yaraba asses. So a person could stick into this, that the yisburu you can have either way, no matter what you make it for. Right? Well, they don't know. You're making salt water. So people are going to come and say, maybe you're making it for ibur eichlin. Huh? I have a shiloh for you, Rabbi Yisai. A big shiloh. You know anybody that sits in his kitchen and makes ibur eichlim?
Today not.
The ganze zach is not in the year today. Huh? Depends where you live.
I kind of lost the name of the words here.
Okay, what's the problem with the words?
We started talking about question, then we said the question was half shilling.
Oh, so there's two things. There's either to be kaivish, but then there's also you want to stump salt your foods. So that's l'chalkom l'teicha tafshilin.
Nothing to do with the
Yisur
Minataro.
No, so that would be mutter, but the Rabbah holds even that's also. Who?
Is mutter either by Shnishlish Malach?
Yeah, hold it's mutter. I mean, if it's a little bit. If he does a little bit. If he does ma'atz, all you're doing is putting in the water to make it more dispensable into the foods. But in a chanami, according to the Meiri, this is aser. So the shaila is, according to the Meiri, that this is aser.
Why is it aser?
Because people don't know. People look at it and they say, hey, you made salt water. You're ready to go do ibud eichlin.
The problem is making salt water or putting the salt water in?
It's making the salt water. You see from here, you're not allowed to make salt water, and the lush of the Mishnah Bura is because people don't know. Yeah, so, but you see, the Eliyahu Rabba goes into the svara of what people are going to think. I'm saying the Miri, the Rishayim, the Mishnah Bura seems to be machmir like this Shita.
But the Maisa, once the Asa, doesn't make a difference. What's the reason?
I don't know. I would say Gevali Yechirish. Huh? Not because of Meichin L'Choyl. It's not so much the Meichin L'Choyl. He meant to say was that the Shail is what you're using it for. What are you doing it for? Are you doing it because you want to salt your foods right now to eat? Or your kavan is to be ma'abit, to do a that's what he meant by Choyl.
Yeah,
Yeah, but it's only the Yizguru. You're doing it l'chayim. You're not doing it for Shabbos. The story is you're doing it for Shabbos, but the Yizguru is that you're going to do it l'chayim. So I'm trying, huh? Yeah.
That's also us. They'll know that that's also us.
Yeah, so people are going to think, and therefore we asked it, because it's doimel ibud, because of what people... You see, it's an interesting thing. It comes out, it's not even you. It's the doimel ibud of people. It's like a marzayin de kalach. So I don't know, today, what yeah, there's a marzayin de kalach today. People are going to think you're going to ma'abed oichlam.
Okay. Real ibud oichlam.
Unless maybe they sold the livers today. I don't know, we sold livers today. People buy liver from the store. I mean, where do you sold anything today? It's finished. Bizmana said there's no issue. Huh? Who makes pickles for
it? My mom, it's in Eretz Yisrael. What? In Eretz Yisrael? My mom is
Mutter! Yitzi, you with me? The whole thing that they gave Bizmana said, go make your salt water. I don't know. What am I saying? But you see, El Yerabba goes and makes it the Miri making Torah of what people will be Yisbru and not Yisbru.
Tam the crab. The crab said also.
Can't tell it does it. Can't tell it does it.
But I wouldn't ask him. I would say, after, maybe.
Okay, write it down. It's not a game as much as Ibn Eichlim.
What's the standard
of the
world? It's only Jabbat. What? And now you're making Maymelach. See, it looks dumb-believable. But people are going to think.
Maymelach and Tashilim or Maymelach or Stam Maymelach?
What are you doing? Maymelach, people are going to say. What's the difference? It's only Jabbat.
What's real Ibn Eichlim? You salt.
You're salting food.
For the sake of preserving it.
Preserving it.
And the dummy is where you're making salt water.
Salt water. You're playing it. You're playing to make salt water.
People do it today. People do it.
With salt?
Your mother in Bnei Brak. How about you in Westgate? You know any guy you walk into a kitchen sees a guy making salt water, you think it's you? You're doing
it?
So every guy, yeah, every Malcolm, he's also. Could be, that was.
He's
a mutter, he's a.
Yeah,
he's
also. Put a can on the tree.
So okay, let's go back to. Making salt water. That's the shaila. You're allowed to make salt water. So that's done. The first thing I started off by telling you, you're not, there's no issue of making salt water on Shabbos. The problem with salt water is if the kavanah is l'toy chakvash. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, straight out, not one safe in the world says this. They all say, you're not allowed to make salt water.
Says it, Oakley, he says the Eli Rabba argues on it.
Okay, so that's what we said here, but nobody says that. We're sitting here and saying that.
But it's not like a
deal. So what do you want from me? I agree with you. I'm with you on this. I hold that you're allowed to make salt water. You're allowed to make salt water for gargling. Are up alamaisis. You're making it for a different reason. Elamai, because of the Yisburu, because you have to learn that the Taich is not even you anymore. Maybe someone's going to walk into your house. Any guy who sees you making salt water on Shabbos knows that you're gargling on Shabbos. That's what he knows, okay? He don't think for 1 minute that you're going to make, you're taking out the chicken and you're salting your chickens like a Bnei Brak. No one's thinking that. No one's thinking that. I want to tell you. So you're going to come and say Alpha Peak? Efshar. Now, the first thing we're arguing is.
El Rabbi is saying it doesn't matter why you're making it, you're not allowed to make salt water.
Correct. It's possible that that's how you read El Rabbi. Whatever it is, the Miri is saying that the Pshat is Yizbru. And if you make a big quantity, people are going to walk in and say, oh! He's probably doing it L'chayil.
If you take a pot full of water and pour a whole thing of salt, no one's going to say what are people, then you might think people are making it to pick.
Okay, but no one said anything about a pot. You came up with the pot.
Harbi.
Harbi can mean a cup. Harbi is, you saw the measurements of Harbi.
Where?
The measurements of Harbi is the ratio of 2 to 3, and then there's more than that.
So the ratio is also even
depending on the size of the container. It's a ratio, like the size of the
container. How much size?
2 to 3 is
the size. So, okay, so you know what? So you decide for me what the ratio is. Adarab, okay, you know what? When you write your sefer, I'm saying that's what I'm asking you. So you decide for me what's called the lot. Oh, see that you're telling me it's mutter? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the guy's making a pack. The guy has a pack.
A guy's making a pack because he's preparing the salt water.
Yeah, why would he be doing salt water?
Why? Because he wants.
You don't need a whole pack regardless.
And how about to dip his finger in because his he wants feet. His feet? Yeah. Yeah, he has an ingrown toenail. Wants to dip his feet in. Place, I don't know. Lamai said no guy's going to walk in and see you making salt water on Shabbos. Right? And then we're not talking about salt water in a pot. No, nobody makes salt water. When the Sfarim talk about this and making salt water, they're talking about a cup, a plate, I don't know, whatever they're talking about. If you see a plate of salt water, that's the story. The story of a salt water is a plate. That's that. Okay. Let's go right to Rabbi Isai. Okay. Is it only about salt? How about chaimetz? I mean, people are kovish kvashim. Not only in salt, people are kovish kvashim and chaimetz too.
Wine.
Huh?
Wine, make vinegar cream.
So let's say a guy goes and he pours some chaimetz into a plate. He's coming to be kovish kvashim. Huh?
Well, the Mishnah said earlier that all these things are only with milk. Chaimetz, yayin, and everything.
Okay, so let's see a little bit of halach inside here. Hatavshil, okay.
Is the Elie Rebbe talking that a lot means that it's resulting, or a lot just means he's making extra for tomorrow?
I don't know what he's doing. He's just making a lot, and people are going to think that he's doing it for salting.
So maybe,
maybe it means he's making a lot because he wants to make it for tomorrow. That's
yeah, but what's for the tomorrow? The tomorrow is for the Kaivish Kvashim. That's what it means. Okay. Hatavshil, says the Mishnah Berurah, I litful behem pitai. Okay. So you're allowed to make it, lasses ma'at lasses l'teicha tafshil, and also oilitful behem pitai. What's the difference? What he's doing it for here? That's that I don't chap here. Was vilada. But if he made a little bit, lasses l'teicha tafshil, or he wants to dip into his pitai, we have to go into why a person is making salt waters. I'm saying, is there a tully in your taka need
a case?
No, but I'm asking, do you need that taka? We have to go after what his kavon is. Yeah, I'm saying, do you need that? It should be mamish that it's not teichatavshil or it's lapita.
You can't live it there.
Oh, you can't leave it there. That's what you're saying.
No, it means okay.
That's why. But Pesach, they tell you don't make it on Yontif.
Okay. I want you to pay attention to that. That's tikkun Mishnah Berurah.
For any usage.
Yeah. So what does he want? So what's the difference? I should just say.
So all these things have a usage.
Again. He's allowed to make a little bit. Finish, Gandhi. What's the difference? What he's making?
Lafuki 2/3. If it has a
good, so you don't need why he's doing it, right? Lafuki 2/3, and then ma'at is mutter, right?
He's using it for a purpose. Obviously, it's not
good. So the Shulchan Aruch has to give you one purpose, and the Mishnah Berurah has to tell you a menu why there's another purpose he could be doing.
Not
use
that case.
So again, so over Vaz Vilman,
look at the
bird. Hold not like the Yo Rabbah.
So I'm telling you, I'm clearing. If is there a nafkamina what I'm doing it for? Maybe there is a nafkamina. Maybe it has to be taka ma'atlus los l'teicha tafshil. So that's what I'm telling you. All I'm doing is reading for you that the Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way to tell you that you made it, losses l'teicha kvashim. You made ma'at, losses l'teicha tafshil, and the Mishnah Berurah has to give you another reason why you're making
it. If somebody would see Litpo Ben Pito, they might think like the Ran. The Ran says, the dafka lois asuda is more.
Now you're saying something else. Okay, we're going to get to that. Let's see, fight. V'chei muta lishpoich. I'm agree, I'm with you. I'm asking. V'chei muta lishpoich. Al nitchei oi v'dag tzalui. U'beinim hu oisel l'tzayrich su dezu. Oi l'tzayrich acheres. Which the Rav Shulchan Aruch is chai. Look, if you look at the Rav Shulchan Aruch, he says that it's dafka l'tayich oisel suda. Right? So the Rav Shulchan Aruch passes like that. That it has to be dafka for that suda. right? Shulchan Aruch Rav Siv Gimel. While the Mishnah Bura says that it beinim who ois letzarech suda zu, I letzarech acheres even for a different suda. So maybe then that doesn't make an afkamina, yeah? Avu Yochel las menum atlos letaych hatavshel now. I to put it into pitay, which is called now. Means there has to be some tzayrich, but the Mishnah Berurah says it could be lesuda acheres. I guess even it's if the kavana,
even though don't think. Oh wait, the Gemara says it's okay. Good, mask.
Okay, so we have over here halacha that it could be even for later. Okay, now let's see a few more nekudas, and then we'll.
This oif solo is it hot?
Oif vidag solo.
No?
Salt is anyway considered a mevushel from before.
We hold up, like the water. We hold.
It's mevushel, no. Salt is a mevushel.
With the water, we're putting water in it.
Huh?
Put water with salt with water.
Yeah, or maybe like it's not so hot.
It's not hot.
That doesn't bother me. Okay.
Wish anyone help.
Gefella. Okay. Now, this is about Mei Melach. Okay. Come, let's go weiter, Rabbi Isai. How about Melach itself? So Melech itself is the next halacha. Also, Limloya Chatichat Snoin. Radishes. What dalad ayhei biyachat? Ipnei shenira ki koivish kvashim. Because it looks like koivish kvashim. Why is it nira? I mean, what's koivish kvashim? Koivish kvashim is a salting thing, no? So why is it nira? So maybe the pshat is, I would say, because usually koivish kvashim is that you soak it. Here you're not soaking it; you're just putting it on. So it's only nira kikovish kvashim. A kovish asim neishukim evashel. Elametabel kalachas levada v'oichla. He's allowed to dip one by one because normally you're not kovish kvashim one by one, and therefore you could do that. Avul beitzim utul lemalchin because it's not the derech bechlal to be kovish beitzim. Says the Mishnah Berurah it's 9. V'hu adin kol davar shetzarech melicha. Chigayim betzalim, shumim, ugerkis. Ugerkis are cucumbers. In Yiddish, ugerkis. Chayin, raw, regular cucumbers. Ubehed yakas of a ramam tznain, ukiyaitzabai. He says clearly ukiyaitzabai. Umikamakim near the dovish, ain't darkly lichvai, something which is not normal to be kaivish, to pickle. There's no problem.
The salad's okay.
Oh, that's what we're going to get to in 2 seconds. We're going to get to that in 2 seconds.
Why here does it say it's making a bushel and not like even the iris? So because
it's even the kibush is that it has to soak.
There's a Rambam. Well, there's two shikas.
We're going to get to the Rambam. We're going to get to Mishnah Berurah brings it.
Some avashos, like
yeah, the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to get to the Mishnah Berurah. Rashi and the Rambam. We'll get to it. That's later on. That's Siv Katan Tezvav. We'll get to it. Okay. According to this, yeah. The what? We're going to cook. According to this, it should come out. Regular salads. Nobody's kovish salads. You don't pickle salads, right? Pickle salads. You know anybody who pickles a salad? Now, the truth is, it's interesting. We'll see. We'll get to this, Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Svarim. We're going to discuss the Svarim. We'll get to it in a minute. I'll call upon him. The basic rule is only something which is derech. The derech is to be kaivish. So what about salads? Is it the derech to be kaivish? Let's say tomatoes and chveis, whatever you put. People are kaivish tomatoes. Yeah, we'll discuss. Sure. Okay, we'll discuss. Give me. Let's talk. Give me. Let me breathe. Lost this lad.
The problem is they cut off.
You pull everything.
So if you take a look, the achrenim, one of Taina. No, I forgot. I'm sorry. That's what you came for. I apologize. You got all of that. Next little. Next. Okay, so the shaila is Rabbi Isai pickle. Do they pickle salads? So the Veltain is in the Svarim, they say, who pickles tomatoes, mitas, madam? So the truth is, you walk into the store, they have pickled tomatoes. No, don't they have what are those?
Yeah, I know, but they're
and they pickle, lime. And they pickle today also, what do you call carrots? Avada, you get into those stores, you buy the whole salad, they pickle
cabbage also.
Cabbage, rice, and all the good zachin, all right?
Yeah.
So it's all dark.
All prepared salad dressings, all soft.
That's the kasha. So what do you do? So a lot of salt salad today. All right. So let's take a look at an interesting Mishnah Berurah. There's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah about shlatin. Okay, if you notice, your Metargim says Ale Chasa. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, Venira. Yeah, like Damil Ibud. Okay. Yeah. Well, Biktas Mikaimis. You have it, Rabbi? You say it's between your Dalit and Tezvav. Well, Biktas Mikaimis. Oisim Yerek Shekairim Shlatin. Which is Ale Chasa, which is the lettuce, okay? Well, Melchin Hayerek, Bifnei Atzmon, Tchila. Well, Mashina Isekach. Well, Mesanin Hamayim, Shiyotzim Imenu. The Achakach, Ma'arvin Isaim Shemin Zayas, the Chaimitz. The Zehu Isagamil. The Domi Tveil Ibud. Kivan Shumamtin, Achiyakabel Hamelech Hatev. Sounds like salad to me. Oh yeah, sure. Well, b'ktsas mekaymus. Slowly. B'ktsas mekaymus. Oisim yerek. Shekayrim shlatin, which is lettuce. No. Umalchina yerek. They salt it. Bifnei atzma separately. Umashin oisikach, and they let the salt get into the chasa. Yeah. Umisanin in hamayim shiyotzim imenu, and then they take out the water. Because it's soaking in the water.
The
achkach ma'arvin oisim shemen zayis v'chaimitz, and then they mix it with shemen zayis and chaimitz, which is dressing, the oil and the vinegar. Yeah. Zehu isagam v'dami tvei l'ibud kimun shumamtin achikabul hamelach hetev. Because you want that the salt should get into the thing. So, would you say this is our salads? Yes or no? Let's take
a... This is making salad dressing.
Isn't that that? No.
Making salad dressing is not when you soak it in the salad.
They're soaking it?
You put the dressing on the salad.
That's all right.
This is not what we do.
What are they doing? The salt causes it to be mazia.
When a guy makes a salad before Shabbos, he's putting in the salt.
That's fine.
He's putting in the vinegar.
That's fine for Shabbos, no?
Okay. So if he does it Friday night and he lets it sit.
Purpose?
Yeah, he wants it to get into it, no? He wants it to.
Let's say he doesn't do that. He makes it and then he puts it out.
So then that's
usually by lettuce, if you let it sit, it gets soggy.
Yeah, you do right away.
Here it seems like it's taking out the water from the lettuce. They throw away the lettuce.
That's rather what they did. So what are you talking about? Would you say this is regular making of salad or not?
They just mix it in and eat right away. They don't wait. No, soak.
They don't let it soak.
I think so. No,
it ruins the lettuce.
Okay. It ruins the lettuce. So let's say there's no lettuce in there. Let's say I go and I take it with little pieces of cucumber, which is ugarkis, which is something you salt. Normally you salt a little, huh?
It's not really.
They put the water in
salad.
Okay, so the emes is like this, Rabbi Yisrael.
What do you think coleslaw is? Coleslaw. You make coleslaw.
You let it sit.
My wife makes coleslaw with water, salt, and vinegar.
That's rather they drain the water because whatever.
So that's what they do with ibud. We don't do by salad for ibud.
Are you allowed to make coleslaw on Shabbos? Okay. So the emes is like this, Rabbi Yisrael. I have this hunch that this chasa is chav. You know, in Europe they used to drink chav. You know what chav is?
Yeah.
It's pickled. Beats. No, that's borscht. But the same way they make borscht, they used to make chav. Chav is the green stuff.
Yeah.
Or borscht.
Both. In the green bottle.
In the green bottle they sell chav. What is chav? You know what it is? It's like a type of chasa. And it's pickled. It's like borscht. They make it. It's a pickled. It's like a type of pickled salad. And a chanami. Maybe when you make regular salad, that's not called an issa. Let me ask you a different question. Are you allowed to put salt directly onto malafafonim, onto ugarkis? So Mishnah Berurah says no, right? You just learned this, no? So how do you ever put salt on a salad? What?
There's still one piece.
There's one piece? That's how you do it? Okay, one second. There's a piece of cucumber. Let me put it on. Another piece of cucumber. Let me put it on. There's another piece of cucumber. Let me put it on.
They put on shaman.
Ah, the shaman first. He's high with the shaman.
No one pickles cut up cucumbers. You can't
salt a little bit. Reb Shlaima Zalman says you're svar. Let's discuss Reb Shlaima Zalman. Reb Shlaima Zalman comes along and says that today you allowed to salt ugurkis. Why are you allowed to salt ugurkis? Which means you put salt on. Just today, that's not how you make pickles. Today? I thought you don't care about how it's today. Okay, here, go look it up. Who's reading over here? And I want to show you something very interesting. Okay, here. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Perik Aleph Perik Yud Aleph Har Avav. Go ahead, no. Perik Yud Aleph Har Avav. Go ahead. V'shamati me'agayin Reb Shlaima Zalman. Go ahead, read the top, read the bottom.
אבל המלך משפה טעמו מביצים, עגבניות, מותר למולחם בכל אופן. בצורך שימושם בו ביום. טוב, המלך לסומך לסעוד עושה. ואוב,
נו.
באתי לראש מהגרשז.
Yeah, I heard from Shlaima Zalman that why is it mutter?
זה לא ישך לגבו, נתם של ניר כמעבד. גם אין רגיל, כזה איתו אויכל, which is not, okay? גם אין רגיל לכפוש עגבניות שלמות.
Oh. Normally, when you make pickles, the way it's done is when it's a full pickle, a whole pickle.
And then you cut it up afterwards.
And then you cut it up. But today, who's...
Shalem, it's whole.
Not today, then also.
Whatever, today he says they don't make pickles that way. They don't, the pickles
are... No, shalem.
I'm saying, so today it's full, but if it's cut up, it's no problem. Tell me, Reb Shlaima Zalman never saw pickle spears? He never saw pickle chips? I mean, even in the jar, they first pickle it and then they cut it for you in the jar?
Sure. Sure they do.
Sure.
No, yeah, because why is it carved out? It looks like it's done before that.
Of course, they chop it up and they pickle it that way. What do they sit there and they chop it up after?
Yeah. No, if I can't, if they would have done it before, why would each piece come out like that?
So could you call up and find out? When they make the pickle chips,
it comes up hard.
And I want you to know even more today. The svara is that they usually make pickles only when it's with the peel. Today they make salads with the peel. They take a regular cucumber and they cut it up. They slice it the way it is. So according to this, according to Shlaima Zalman Svara, you shouldn't be allowed to put salt inside a salad, no?
Why?
Reb Shlaima Zalman Dali, because the meaning is they only do it whole. It's not true today. Not true, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's not the derech of pickling within a salad mixed with other things. It's a salad.
Why not? What's
you're allowed to take one snine. Like you're allowed to take one snine and dip it into salt. Why are you allowed to take one snine and dip it into salt? Why are you allowed to take one snine?
He said snine is so awesome. Came with Huska Begemara.
But that's because of Huska Begemara. That's a special svar. He wants to say, I'm afraid to be mad at snine. I don't want to be mad at snine. Okay. I don't know what the heck there is. It's not, unless you say that those cucumbers become bottled to the rest of the salad, maybe. Oil. Huh? Oil. Well, the pshat is you put the oil. Unless you say with the heter with the oil. So let's do the heter of the oil. Sieb cut. Go ahead, Reb Shapsi. Sieb cut. That is the oil. Yeah, Sieb cut and ches. Yeah, no.
That's earlier?
Yeah, who had, no, I'm sorry, not ches. Yud, I'm sorry. Mishum the dummy li'ibud.
However, nice and shimmy the mind, quite him, she's nice in the mouth of Taihoi. Oi, Bam Melach, quite him, she's nice in the mind of Taihoi. Yes, Mikil was there. Mishum Shashem and Machlish is Kaiha Melach, Melios Az, Rain, Allah Shem, May Mel. Adasu will be nice and shimmy the Masaif. Mishum Shash, nice in my Melach Yachan, who near Kimmel Abbot.
Okay. Shash, nice in my Melach Yachan, near Kimmel Abbot. This is about the main melon.
It's only water?
So maybe what you do is, here.
Only water? If I have you also no?
Yeah,
it's not also acid. It's not also acid. It's food. I don't know, it's melach.
It's
not.
Look at it when you put the oil in your dal. There you put it in.
The main melon.
So if you put in the thing first.
No, it says it's still acid. Even though it's in the top of the melach.
The what are you saying? Which?
What is it? Ma'achlish l'kayah.
If you put in first shaman. Let's say you put in shaman and then you put in the salt. So that's not derech kvisha then. So maybe you have to, in every cell, maybe you have to be careful.
The Mishima says klo.
Yeah.
When you're at the cave of the manichi moitza klal azia, but salad, shoshoifchim, shamochem is a gaminim achirim, bludam liibud, the kochikim shoshoifchim sham shemen
techet. Take it, that's what I'm telling you. This is it, this is this mishtabur. I wanted this mishtabur. That you have to first put the oil on, otherwise it'll tuck us.
Even afterwards, it's fine, Mutter. You put the oil after, it's still fine.
Whatever, right away. What I'm saying. Take it. Shashem and Mahmoud, I'm saying. Take it. Okay, whatever, whatever. But whatever it is, it has to be the salt together with the oil. If you don't put the salt together with the oil, maybe it's tuck us. Maybe it's tuck us. People know this, that you're not going to make people put salt into salad on Shabbos.
Salt without oil?
Salt without oil might be awesome. I don't know. It's as
I
stay.
I know somebody puts oil.
Because it is Mr. Buddha. Otherwise, it's awesome. I don't know. Somebody the Velt doesn't that you ever saw anybody not put salt in salads on Shabbos. Huh? It's awesome. They'll eat what the stomach can. Are you allowed to put salt into salad on Shabbos? If you put the oil in, then it's mut. Or even afterwards, take it. Right. It could be after. As long as you put in the oil, take it. Otherwise, it's awesome. Which part of it is a problem?
Right.
Yeah, which part? I mean, according to B'Shalem Izzam, it's all mut, because who?
You don't want it to be
nerd, no, but I'm saying, but according to B'Shalem Izzam, we don't pickle things unless it's full, unless it's whole. So if it's a cut up salad, then it's mut.
It's a derech. What are we talking about? It's a
derech. Unless the word is that today we have everything is the derech. I mean, we get to everything
today. Also,
alright, let me just throw out one quick finish and we'll come back to this tomorrow. We have to do all the Mishnah words inside.
Tomorrow Friday night?
Not tomorrow Friday night. Are you allowed to, you know, sometimes the pickles are not 100% kavus. You take out the half sour pickles, you take it out, it's still a high sticker. You know, I'll put it back, you know that?
Well, it's not going to get more.
I'm about to get more. It's over Shabbos. So it's Pashos, because I don't see the head to play. The half sour pickles, the oil takes. Sometimes
it's not.
It will get more. The more it
that
sits.
Sauce is made for half sour.
I'm telling you, so when you buy the half sour
sauce. The sauce is half sour.
The sauce is half sour. Used to sit. Batam to pickles, if you kept another 24 hours, another two, a few days, it
wouldn't be so batam to anymore.
Okay, I'm going to
what's the head of 1-9?
You're doing it in many, yeah, 4 or 5, yeah.
I'm
Thank you. Cool.